So let's say again, the presentation is structured in three areas. First, we'll see where and why we are using LibreOffice Online. The second one is a more technical section describing the solution, the deployment and monitoring of LibreOffice Online. The second section is we'll go through a list of contributions that 1&1 made open source for LibreOffice project. First, a couple words about 1&1 Mailer Media. 1&1 Mailer Media offers email, cloud, and identity services for more than 30 million active users in Europe and North America. 1&1 Mailer Media is part of United Internet, and it is composed from four brands: JMX, WebD, 1&1, and Mailcom. You can find LibreOffice Online in three out of four brands. You can find in WebD, JMX, both international.com and .net, and Mailcom. Current version of LibreOffice Online that you can find in these portals is 6.2, but we are in the middle of upgrading the version to 6.3. Now that we know where we can find LibreOffice Online, let's see why. As I said earlier, 1&1 Mailer Media offers cloud and email solutions, so most probably we'll have files in the cloud and attachments to the emails. Due to this, we've needed a way to preview the files quickly and to edit them without leaving the portal, so without using an application like Microsoft or having to install LibreOffice on our workstation. Yeah. The solution created using LibreOffice Online to preview and edit files is called Online Office Editor. This is the landing page of the application, which offers some complementary features like creating files from predefined templates, previewing your most recently edited files, browsing through your cloud documents in order to open them for edit,